This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In high-intensity interval training, you perform repeated brief bursts of very intense exercise mixed with longer periods of easy recovery. That sounds like something for younger people, but a new study of old mice suggests older people might also benefit. Jenny Adams works with people from their 20s to 80s in cardiac rehabilitation at Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital. She talked more about all this with me for this edition of Vital Signs.
The mice, even though they started out older with high-intensity exercise, they had better mortality and morbidity outcomes. Their skin looked better, their heart disease was better, their cholesterol was better. Sure. And the mice that just sat around didn't live as long.
So the exercise did improve them physically.
Yes, even though they started when they were older.
So now, mice aren't people, but does this suggest that this kind of approach might work for older people?
Well, yeah, there's a trend now for older people to do high-intensity exercise training. For years and years, people have been told to do, just go out and walk, just do moderate exercise for 30 to 60 minutes. That's a lot of time to try to do that 5 days a week. So when they found out that you could do less time, so maybe 20 minutes at high intensity and get the same results, you know, it saves you time and people are more likely to do it.
Does this suggest that older people are capable of doing more than they are now?
In the guidelines, a lot of times it says you should work out if you're between 30, you know, 25 and 65 years old. But I don't know why 65 is a cutoff. I think that the people that are 65 and older should be lifting weights and doing exercise.
How would you define a high-intensity workout, though, for an older person? What would that consist of, and how do you determine that?
Well, let's say you have a 80-year-old person who comes to cardiac rehab and they want to do interval training. So you could do moderate walking for, say, 5 minutes and then speed up the treadmill to 2.5 or 3 miles an hour for 1 minute. And that would be high intensity to them because moderate is walking at 2 miles an hour. So high intensity is specific to the person.
Okay.
So if I had an older person who came to me and said, I want to do high intensity interval training, you know, I would start them out and try to work them up to it.
Let's see who they are, what they're capable of, and work from there.
Exactly. They call that specificity of training, and there's no age to specificity of training. If I have a person who comes in and their goal is to mow and to lift their grandkid, then I would do a little bit of cardio on the treadmill and then have them lifting kettlebells or weights to try to get them ready to lift their grandkid. And we just always talk about aerobics, but all day long people are going to Home Depot and they're lifting plants and they're getting their groceries into the garage and into the refrigerator. And we kind of leave that over to the side and put all this emphasis on walking 60 minutes a day. But most people's goals are to lift things and to use
their body to the fullest.
Yeah.
Really.
But every day that you sit around and do nothing, you can lose the size of an orange of muscle mass a day. Your muscles give you energy. So every bit of muscle that you lose, then people start saying that they feel like they're getting older and they don't have any energy. And really, it's because their muscles are going away. We'd like to get people in and get them lifting weights and moving. And, you know, because if you don't have any muscles, then you can't balance. Then you lose your balance, then you fall, then you break a bone. So it's like a cascade effect.
Too. Yes.
Yeah.
The other reason I ask this is, as you mentioned before, most people are often told, do at least the low to moderate 30 minutes a day. But if you keep doing the same kind of exercise all the time, don't you run the risk of hitting a plateau with it?
Oh, absolutely. Back when they first started telling people in the 70s how long to exercise and what to do, it just kind of became a myth or an urban legend that this is what you need to do. And now they're finding out that older people are able to do high-intensity exercise. Basically, what that means is you're getting your heart rate and your blood pressure up for a minute or two or something like that, and then it comes back down, and that's just, it's like training, and then you can get the same physiological benefits, like lower blood pressure, your glucose is better, your heart rate is better, it doesn't go so high during exercise, because your muscles get trained to accept it, then you have more energy, and then you have more balance, and then you can lift things, and you can do your life. But if you just sit down, the minute you sit down, it's over.
So what could a person do on their own that's similar to some kind of high-intensity interval training if they don't go to a gym? I'm thinking of maybe there are groups of people, for instance, who walk shopping malls
right
before opening hours for exercise.
They could walk slow on the even aisles and they could walk fast on the odd aisles.
Would it also count to make use of the steps in the mall?
That's high intensity because going up and down the step, you know, pushes your blood pressure and your heart rate to go up higher than just walking on a treadmill at a flat grade.
Jenny Adams, thank you for being with me.
It was great.